Proverbs, the 10th chapter, verse 4, Contemporary English Version. Laziness leads to poverty. Hard work makes you rich. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo here. Good morning. We have just a few more days to go, guys. I don't know who's excited. And truth is that this soul purge has totally changed my life. I thought it was good in 2020, but this year, I feel like it has completely changed certain things. The things I struggled with the first time I ever did soul purge, which was in the year 2020, that I find today that I no longer struggle with. It has somehow become a part of my life. And I think that that's one of the beauties of soul purge, that once you purge it, it remains purged. So unforgiveness is not really such a big deal for me anymore. In 2020, I thought I was going to lose my mind. When God asked me to let go of all the people that had hurt me, I honestly thought I was going to lose it. And this year, on Soul Purge, I simply could not find anyone that I was holding in unforgiveness. I had just let it go. And letting it go had somehow become a part of my life. And so things that I struggled with in the past, no regrets, no worrying, although I did wake up in the morning on the day of no worry, thinking I was going to be worried about something, and I immediately put it aside when I started praying. But I find that these things just somehow becomes a part of your life. So anyway, today I'm excited because we're purging something that I think a lot of people need to purge anyway, personally. It's something I hate personally. And I find that sometimes it creeps up without you knowing. So today, we're purging laziness. Today, we're purging laziness. Yes, laziness. Oh my God, laziness is such a dangerous thing. Today's scripture tells us why. Laziness is very dangerous because it births poverty. And poverty has its own consequences, which are, to be honest, quite unpleasant and are definitely not God's plans for you. God doesn't want you poor, not just because of the fact that you don't have purchasing power, but because there's something laziness does to your mind. There are people who have money, but laziness has dented their mind so badly that they literally cannot think abundance, even though they have money. Now listen, guys, because you don't have a job yet doesn't mean that you shouldn't do anything with your life. The temptation to wake up in the morning and not do anything is there, but it is not an excuse to be lazy in your mind and definitely not in your body. So I hear people say, but I don't have a job. Get up and get something to do. To be honest, laziness is very unattractive and should be avoided at all costs. I usually say that I cannot marry a lazy man. When I first said it, oh my God, there was such an outrage on social media. People actually came at me, tearing me to shreds. But I still insist that I cannot marry a lazy man. It's just not possible. The Bible says you could make poverty your business partner if you do not get intentional about your work. Look at Proverbs 24, verse 30 to 34, the Passion Translation. It says, one day I passed by the field of a lazy man, and I noticed the vineyards of a slacker. I observed nothing but thorns, weeds, and broken down walls. So I considered their lack of wisdom, and I pondered the lessons I could learn from this. Professional work habits prevent poverty from becoming your permanent business partner. And if you put off until tomorrow the work you could do today, tomorrow never seems to come. So this scripture is telling me that if you're lazy, what you're doing is you're inviting poverty to become your permanent business partner. Do you know what that means? No matter what you do, you're not going to make it because you're lazy. So what are you going to do? Get up now, not tomorrow, now. Get up now and get active. Get busy with your life. get useful. Whether you're single or married, the truth is people generally find hardworking partners attractive. So as a lady, for instance, and I know that men also, you know, listen to this. And of course, you know, I'm already established I can't marry a lazy man. So of course, men get to work. But I'm saying as a woman, the temptation to be lazy is there. Just to settle down and just be taken care of. You know, somebody's paying all your bills. Someone is taking you everywhere. Someone is sorting out your life. Listen, please, don't let your entire focus be on your husband. Sometimes you need to have a life outside of him. Get him wondering what you're up to. Of course, in a positive way, right? But this may be actually very rewarding for your relationship as a couple, because then you have things you can talk about. I went out today, I did this. Or you're not just sitting at home the way he left you in the morning with a hairnet and some facial mask on your face, walking around the house, doing absolutely nothing, watching series from morning till night, K-dramas from morning till night, doing nothing. And the sad part is your brain is literally shutting down on you. So today, we're going to be intentional about not being lazy. Once you see your mind drifting up into that lazy sleep, snap out of it. Pick up a book. Do something. Get a skill. I don't know what, but just get up and do something. Because, you know, you also need to make money, right? And even though money is not everything, we need it to be useful and productive in this physical realm. And the truth is, exchange of goods or services is one important way of being financially viable for the kingdom of God. So get up and do something. Today is not a day to be lazy, and I'm hoping that this is going to extend into other days. And I'm not just talking about physical laziness. I'm also talking about mental laziness. You have a mind. Use it. Oh, a mind is such a terrible thing to waste. I've seen women who just can't make decisions. I've seen men who are too lazy to think. You know, someone said to me many years ago, he said, if you don't use your head to think, you use your head to carry things. I don't know about the rest of you. To beg, I cannot. To dig, I am unable. So I would rather use my mind, even if my hands are able to work. Because the one who uses his mind will usually be master over the one who uses just his hands. So today, beyond being lazy physically, I also want you to purge being lazy mentally and lazy spiritually. So get up and pray. Study the word. That's where the real work is. You study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed. So get up today and purge physical laziness, spiritual laziness, mental laziness. And please, guys, do it before you have any breakfast. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible before breakfast. Mildred Kingsley Bonko.